This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and we're here on Treasure Island in San Francisco, and I am with Breeze Carlisle, who is the Commodore of the Single Sailors Association, and she participated with her powerboat in the summer solstice this year. How did you like it? What did you do?
Well, we had the best time. It was a gorgeous day, and of course, we're on a powerboat, and everybody else is on sailboats under power. And we headed way out into the bay, and then we caught up with the sailboat we were going to raft up with Eric and waved at him and then smoked him and went out into the bay where they made me practice powerboating.
Tell me about your powerboat.
Well, I rent at a Carefree Boat Club that sails out of, boats out of the Oakland Estuary. And this was a Cobia 22. It's really ideal when you have a group of people that you want to enjoy and picnic on. It's really easy to get around Clipper Cove where the raft up was and the barbecue for summer solstice because, you know, I don't have a draft and a keel. And I don't have to go run aground like so many people do over there. So after a while, we followed Eric on his Amanda boat from Island Yacht Club. And we rafted up together in Clipper Cove and had some snacks and picnics and beverages. And then we took dinghies over to the shore and joined Treasure Island Yacht Club for their barbecue.
That's great. And here we are in Treasure Island today for the PICYA Delegates Dinner. John Arndt of Latitude 38 is one of the sponsors of the summer solstice that happens every year all around the world. People sign up and say, hey, this is what we're doing for sailing today or this time. So did you sign up on the website and kind of participate in that way or just go out and do something?
I think we signed up... That's a good question. I think we signed up on the website, and then I sent it out to my members, and then usually I have to call them, and then they say yes, and then we all join up and have fun. And we do a lot with Treasure Island Yacht Club. They really like our organization. And one of the things about the purpose of the solstice that I think is really great and doesn't get stressed enough is that one of the ideas is that it's supposed to help provide people who don't get to get on boats very often to get out on the water. So it's supposed to be almost an introductory. You know, let's get out people, you know, and get them out into the marinas and out onto the water and, you know, having a boating good time. And then for those of us who are in yacht clubs, it helps us raise our membership. You know, great people. So.
And then you're the Commodore this year.
I was Vice Commodore last year, so this is my first year as Commodore.
So how does one join the Single Sailors Association?
Well, you can look at our website, singlesailors.org, and... can send us a message, which will come to me, and I will contact you and talk to you about it. It's a pretty simple process. We do, you know, do interviews and make sure that we're vetting people that really want to be boaters and not just be part of a club and not show up.
Thank you so much, and this is Karen Lyle from Salesport Talk.
All right, you hear that music, you know it's time to go to SailsportTalk.com. This is their segment. Co-hosting with me is Karen Lyle. We didn't do it last week because it was our nation's birthday, the nation of Bulgaria. Karen, how you doing, Karen Lyle?
I always thought we were in the United States, but
that's
Bulgaria,
what it is.
Okay.
All right, my bad. We're going to bring in our guest now, and it is the Commodore of the Long Beach Yacht Club. Established in 1929, Long Beach Yacht Club is recognized as the leading club in the international yachting community for its commitment to excellence in racing, innovation, and race management. I know that because that's the first sentence on their website. So we bring in John Bush. John, welcome to the show. Tell us about how it went down for Race Week.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me make it mention that I'm not the current Commodore. I was Commodore in 2010, but I've gone through that step. So I just wanted to reach out and let all the people online here and on the radio know that I'm not the current Commodore. That's Blair Carty, but she's doing a fantastic job. And let's get into Race Week. So Long Beach Race Week, we've been putting that on for about 18 years, and I've been one of the co-chairs of Race Week for that time. We share the efforts with a great sailing club across the bay, Alameda's Bay Yacht Club. You guys may have heard of them. But they're a really great sailing club. They do a lot of work with the dinghy program. As a matter of fact, we're kind of the two clubs are getting geared up for the Olympics that'll happen here in 2028. I know ABYC's got a great venue with regards to the yard and able to put boats in the water quickly. We're more of a keelboat yacht club. They're more of a dinghy club. So that's kind of how we got together with our race management efforts, and we had a really fun race week this last year.
So when you lose the Commodore ship, that's just sort of like a yearly thing, or do they like rip off your insignia and bust you down to chief petty officer?
Yes and no. So the first year, you're a junior staff Commodore, and you don't have a parking spot. You're out there with everybody else. You don't even get even a in the staff Commodore spot yet, because technically you're not there. So the following year, you know, 2 years later, now you can park in the coveted staff Commodore spot. And but you still, it depends on what your passion is. I mean, if you're involved in yachting like I am, that's my passion. And so if I'm not involved with running the club, I'm involved on committees, you know, race management committees, regatta management, yachting committees, you know, different things, and regatta management, so to speak. So that's where I have a lot of fun with it. So.
Well, and John, you have been Long Beach Race Week co-chairman since 2005. How was this year's race in comparison to past years? And we'll skip the ones that were during not during the pandemic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for that. Well, what we've noticed, we're one of the bigger events on the West Coast. I would say Southern California. You guys all know about Big Boat Series in San Francisco. That's a fantastic regatta, great venue up there, a lot of breeze and so forth. And down here, we have really three regattas. We have Yachting Cup, which is out of San Diego Yacht Club. You have Cal Race Week out of Cal Yacht Club, Upper Marina Del Rey. Then you have Long Beach Race Week. So in the years past, we would have classes of boats. We had almost, I think I was looking the other day, and we had up to Long Beach Race Week was about 125, 130 boats. We had it at the biggest time, which was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And I've noticed a little bit of a trend that some of these classes that we have now, they don't like to travel north from San Diego or travel south from San Francisco or Cal Yacht Club to Long Beach. We're kind of a central spot here. One of the nice things about the Long Beach Race Week is that you consistently have really good breeze, sunny weather, good breeze. Typically, this last year, we had pressure up to about 22 knots up by Point Furman, where we send a random lay group up, so that was kind of fun for those guys. But, you know, with our one design and our PHRF and our random leg sailing, it's 3 days of a lot of fun, great on the water activities as well as on the shore, great parties over at ABYC and also at Long Beach Yacht Club. So it's a lot of fun to get back with your mates that you haven't seen for a while, especially now coming out of the pandemic, which is actually pretty nice to get together again with the camaraderie of the people. It's really a good time for the event. So.
My dad, when he was in the Navy, was stationed in Long Beach in the 50s, and I know I've gone from San Pedro out to Avalon on Catalina, and just a great maritime history in Long Beach. How often and how, and I know it's not an easy jaunt, it takes a little bit, but how often are you called to Catalina?
Well, as a matter of fact, we actually have a regatta that we host here at Long Beach Yacht Club, which is called the Catalina Island Series, and it's about 10 races, and which over 5 weekends. And you start off on a Saturday, and you race over to either the Isthmus, or you go to Long Point, or Emerald, or one of those spots, stay the night, you know, and then race back the next day. So that happens a lot. But, you know, Catalina is only 26 miles away, and it's just a fun getaway. And a lot of times, you know, during June and April, May and June, you got the June gloom, and you know, you get over to Catalina, and it's just that fog just kind of goes away in that marine layer, and you have a really quiet, nice, sunny day, and it's really a cool spot. I enjoy it over there.
John, you've had about 20 years of racing experience yourself on crewing and being on boats. I assume some of those were boats of yours. What do you find is the most exciting position in racing on a match racing boat?
I've been racing for about 40 years. So thanks for saying it's only 20, because that made me younger. So, you know, you start out as a kid. Most people that have a passion for sailing start out when they're young, either in the Sabots or the small boats, to go through the junior sailing program. When I was a kid, I was a member of parents were members of San Diego Yacht Club. My dad owned a Cal 25 at the time. And we kind of gravitate through different boats. And I moved away from the Sabbath program to be more of crew for my dad. I have two brothers. One is not much of a sailor. The other one is. Matter of fact, my brother Chris just won overall Transpac on Westerly, the 52, that just finished up here a few days ago. So our history of family goes way back. I have a brother-in-law that sails on Pawtucket. So we're very competitive family when it comes to sailing. But for me, you know, you start off in the foredeck and you get yourself wet up there. Then eventually you get a little bit older and you move your way back. And now you're trimming or you're working back towards navigator, you know, helmsperson or what have you. And then as you get a little bit older, like I am now, I'm kind of knocking on 65. So now you kind of say, you know what, it's kind of hurting to pull all the rope all the time and the match racing, all the games. So now you get involved with more race management, you know, and that's kind of where I find myself now, race management and race officiating, like umpiring, judging, race officer on the water, that type of work. But I still get out in the boat and still love match racing. To me, that's one of the purest forms of racing is match racing, because it's mano a mano, and it's just a lot of fun. You know how you stand after 20 minutes of racing.
Also, when I think about Catalina, most people go to Avalon, and it's fun with all the little golf carts and stuff. But Two Harbors, which is a little bit more north, I think it has like one restaurant, and it's more for campers. But I've never been there. Can you tell me about Two Harbors?
Yeah, Two Harbors is more of a boat owner's paradise. I mean, you head over there in whatever size boat you have, enough to sleep people, obviously. And then, because there's one hotel on the island. Its name's escaping me right now, but you're right. There's one restaurant, and you basically go over in your boat, and you pull up a mooring can, and you just tie up and just relax, and you have your dinghy, and you head on in and do a little walkabout if you want. Or you can stay on your boat and enjoy that. But it's really nice, quiet. It's like it's camping on the water is what it is. Avalon, on the other hand, that's a show. I mean, you have the cattle boat that comes in and you have all kinds of things to do, all kinds of restaurants, golf carts, you ride and play golf. You can do all kinds of things. But Isthmus is way, way, way much of a more laid-back environment, more of a boater's environment, which is what I really enjoy.
I was a member of the Los Angeles Yacht Club for many years, and they have Hallam's Landing and the moorings over there on Catalina, and a lot of traditions about flag protocols where every owner has their private signal, and if the signal is in a certain position on the boat, you know it's not time to take your dinghy over to the boat, or you know it's time to take your dinghy over to the boat. How does Long Beach Yacht Club... do you have flag protocols too and interchange signals with the Navy and such?
I think what you're referring to in the flag protocol is really more about if you have kids, right, and say mom and dad go over there with the family and you're out in your boat, and then it's like, all right, kids, look, if this flag's up in the air, you go find something else to do, right? Well, that does happen because I've been going to Catalina since I was 10 on my dad's various boats. And we have a family of five kids, so we definitely know what that flag protocol is all about. But I don't think that's more of a personal thing with boaters. I'm not sure. There's nothing that's standard other than if you have your Long Beach Burgee hanging upside down, you're buying around the drinks for, you know, the people that see it. Other than that, there really isn't much of a flag protocol that we have.
Do you have any, are you all sort of a fraternity or a sorority with other yacht clubs, or do you have some rival yacht clubs that you don't really like?
No, that's one thing about the boaters world, especially in the yacht racing piece, is that, you know, yeah, you get competitive on the water, but after you're done with that, you know, you all have the same passion for racing or just cruising or what have you. So it's really nice. Most of the yacht clubs will have a reciprocity where, like, we'll have a group from San Diego that'll come up and use our long dock for a while for what they, you know, a little staycation for them, and then they move on to a different club. And we do that up and down the coast. So that's what's really fun about the boating side of the world, is that you all have that common interest, which is boating. And what I worry about with yacht clubs nowadays going forward is that depending on the amenities you have at the yacht club, like a pool or tennis court, some other things, you have, you know, you obviously need to, you know, you need dues to keep the club going. But I worry that we start seeing that become more prevalent, just putting people in butts and chairs, so to speak, and that yachting interest is kind of going by the wayside. And that's where I get a little concerned going forward.
We got time for one more question, Karen.
Go ahead.
So the you have the yachting reciprocal organization. I think it's equivalent to our PICYA up here in Northern California. What was the name of that organization that all the yacht clubs send delegates to down there?
Oh, that I forget the acronym, but yeah, I mean it's worldwide. That's what you're talking about.
Right, I think it's Southern California Yachting Association or something along that line.
Okay, so, yeah, we have a couple. We have the SCYA, Southern California Yachting Association, and we also have another close group, the ASPBYC, which is Association of San Pedro Bay Yacht Clubs, you know, which is around here. So it's we have regattas where we involve those local groups. SCYA puts on the Midwinters, which is actually up and down the coast. Each yacht club kind of hosts a different fleet or a couple different fleets. But, yeah, no, that's a lot of fun. And that helps keep our sport healthy.
There is John Butch, Long Beach. Yeah, I almost said the John Beach Yacht Club. It kind of is, but it's the Long Beach Yacht Club. Thanks for coming on SailSportTalk.com and Sports Byline today.
Hey, you got it. Thank you very much. Bruce Cooper, Allman Sales, Race Week. We really appreciate all your help. Thank you very much, and talk to you later.
No, it's our pleasure. And, Karen, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Rick. We'll see you next week.
All righty, then. Sounds good. SailSportTalk.com.